But Eamon McConachlay, Letterkenny Rovers team manager, and just suggesting that the opening goal was always going to be important this afternoon.
Yeah, well, we knew that. We talked about it before the game that we had to stay in the match. We had to stay in the match as long as we could. And I felt that, you know, when we travelled to Cork in the second half, we tired. I felt that Cork side would tire in the second half, which they did. And, you know, if we stayed in the match, that we would have the little bit extra to go on and score that goal. And luckily for us, that's the way it panned out.
Yeah, Paul McVeigh with the goal and the second that came from David Shovlin. He was one of your substitutes today, and he certainly made an impression.
Yeah, David's a very, very good player, but David is carrying a knock on his shoulder. So, you know, when I brought him on, I knew I was going to get 15, 20 minutes out of him, but that's the type of player David Shovlin is. But I thought for the second goal, I thought Mackie was outstanding when he robbed the defender of the ball, and I coolly laid it across to Shovlin, who really took his goal very, very well.
And yeah, listen, you mentioned Shovlin, you mentioned Macca. You know, it was a very good team performance as well. You look at the back line, Shane Bradley, Jonathan Minnick, using all their experience and expertise in there at times when Ringmahon were pushing for a goal of their own.
Yeah, well, you know, we've worked so hard for this. You know, we've had training on Tuesdays, Thursday nights, and, you know, I'm lucky enough, I'm retired, and there was fellas that were working on a Thursday night, and they could only train at 10 o'clock in the morning, and I went down and did the training with them, and, you know, it was all coming from the players, and you saw they're out today. You know, I'm just so delighted for the players. They have worked really, really so hard. Nobody knows, looking in from the outside, how hard they have worked for this, and they truly deserve getting to the Aviva.
Yeah, and you see tears among some of the Letterkenny Rovers officials there too, Eamon. You know exactly just what it means to them today.
Yeah, I think you saw in the end, you know, with the officials and players and everything else, you know, the running onto the field, it was so, so tense. You're in the semi-final of an intermediate cup. There's a lot at stake. Naturally, things were going to be tense. The match was tense. There was a bit of shoving and pushing, but nothing too bad. But, I mean, it was a really, really tough match. But, you know, I wasn't, not saying that I wasn't, you know, relaxed. You know, I wasn't afraid because I knew what these boys are capable of, and we've played against teams like that before, and we've played against football teams, but to be fair, you know, I think we were very good today.
Yeah, and listen, Eamon, you know what it takes to win an FAI Intermediate Cup. You've done it with Fannin United. Is this Rovers team good enough to go all the way this year? I mean, you're 90 minutes away from what would be a first ever FAI Intermediate title for Letterkenny.
Yeah, well, I think we can do it. There's no doubt about it. I believed in that from the start. It took maybe till after Christmas for me to get the majority of fellas to believe, and then after Christmas they realised, yeah, we can go on and win this competition. So, you know, I firmly believe that we can go on and win this competition because of the attitude with the rest, with all the players. And the big thing about it is, you know, as I say, it's coming from the players, and that means so, so much. I don't have to be running after them for training or getting them to turn up to matches, etc., etc. It's coming from them, and I do believe now they're on a course to win this Intermediate Cup.